This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 117th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, the AIR news website and the news on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is set to launch its space docking experiment, SpadeX, tomorrow. In an interview, Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh said that the ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. Dr. Singh said that the SpadeX mission will mark India's entry into the exclusive league of nations capable of mastering space docking. He underscored that a unique approach, the PSLV rocket will launch two satellites equipped with indigenous technology, the Bharatiya docking system, to demonstrate this complex feat. The launch is scheduled at 21:58 hours on December 30 from the first launch pad at Sriharikota. India's workhorse polar satellite launch vehicle PSLV C60 will launch the two 220 kg satellites in a 470 km circular orbit. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis has asked the administration to promote solar energy for the advancement of agriculture, electricity generation, industries and service sectors. Speaking at a meeting of the Board of Directors of the Maharashtra State Electricity Board in Mumbai, he said while expediting ongoing solar energy projects, quality should be maintained. Mr. Fadnavis, who also holds the energy portfolio, said they have to make Maharashtra self-reliant in the energy sector. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath met prominent leaders in the national capital yesterday to invite them for Mahakumbh Mela 2025. It will be held from January 13 to February 26 at Prayagraj in Uttar Pradesh. Among those whom Mr. Adityanath met were former President Ramnath Kovind, BJP National President JP Nadda, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Mizoram Governor General VK Singh. The Chief Minister presented each dignitary with an official invitation along with symbolic gifts which included a logo of Mahakumbh, a Kalash sacred urn, literature about the event and a New Year desk calendar and diary. The Srinagar-Jammu National Highway NH44 has been closed due to snow accumulation, icy slippery road condition on various segments of the highway. A traffic department spokesman stated that traffic on the highway has been stopped from both directions. Over 1,300 heavy motor vehicles are reported to be stranded in the Kazigund section, Ramban, Udhampur and Jammu. The commuters have been advised to undertake journey only after confirming the status of the road from traffic control units in Srinagar and Jammu. Meanwhile, the Directorate of Health Services Kashmir has established a 24/7 control room at its headquarters in Srinagar to handle any eventualities caused by the recent snowfall. In cricket, Australia were 32-1 in their second innings against India on the fourth day of the fourth test of the Border Gavaskar Trophy in Melbourne when reports last came in. India resumed their first innings at the overnight score of 358-9 this morning, but they bowled out at a score of 369. In the inaugural match of the Hockey India League played at Rourkela in Odisha last night, Delhi SG Pipers beat Go Nasika 4-2 in a shootout after the match ended 2-2 at the end of the regulation time. World Chess number 1 Magnus Carlsen has quit a major tournament after being told he could not carry on playing while wearing jeans. The chess great had been defending his titles at the FIDE World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York when officials made the request. The grandmaster said he had offered to change his trousers for the next day but was fined and told he needed to change immediately. He added he wouldn't be appealing the decision, saying he's too old at this point to care too much. And that is the end of this news bulletin.